dealing with Gronk. How hard is that? And, you know, what's the best way to at least slow him down?
Yeah. Tough situation. Just great player who knows how to use his body, knows how to use his hands, know how to use his quarterback to get open. So we just got to do a great job of whoever got him, make sure he's locked down. We got the guys to do it.
60 minutes from the big one. How has this team practiced and focused this week?
Yeah, I think we've done a great job of doing how we normally come in, focus on the team, give them their respect, and just go to work, not getting too high, not getting too low, just staying a consistent kid.
Well, then they've been very complimentary of you guys up there. I know you shared some of your thoughts about that right on Twitter. Do you think it's smoke and mirrors?
Obviously, we know that this is a veteran playoff team, veteran team who's been in these situations, who encountered many teams like I was coming to trying to throw them. So we know what it is. We're going to go out there and play. Show them what's up.
Hey, I think Calais the other day compared you to Ray Lewis in terms of leadership, impactability. Is that flattering?
It is in the sense of because that's a guy who a lot of people who say they mock their game or mimic their game off of and things like that. So that's great when you see that. But, you know, I strive every day to, you know, be my own player, make my own footsteps in this league. So, you know, hopefully I continue to do that. But, I mean, I get it. I can understand where you're coming from.
How do you spend planning what you're going to say to the team before games?
None. You know, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because I talk to guys all throughout the week, and that's what I kind of get it from. Whatever guys tell me, whatever kind of we talk about, whatever I see going on throughout the building in the media, whatever it is, I take from everywhere and kind of, you know, so I'm preparing all week for my guys to make sure they feel it.
When I give it to them. Like a master motivator?
I wouldn't even like to, I would call myself an enlightenment speaker because if you need to be motivated, you lost already.
since you're enlightening, do you feel, I know you guys talk about, you know, that you guys did not receive much respect, but do you also get a sense that a lot of folks around the NFL are pulling for you guys?
Most definitely. You know, and it's crazy because we kind of like that Cinderella underdog story. And a lot of people just like to see you win, you know. But again, that's fine. We just got to go out and play because we understand that as soon as, you know, as we lose a game or something, we see what can happen, literally, last 2 weeks of the season, regular season. Everybody thought it was over. But, look, we still standing.
Sorry, why did you point at Le'Veon on that touchdown?
Look, and that's crazy. I wish I had not appointed. Give me a camera to talk to the lead to. NFL, please listen. I'm sorry. I got the fine today. I apologize. I take the point back, the taunting. I'm a great player. I was short from now on. Man, it was big. 10,000. Yeah, for the point.
It's an expensive point.
Yeah. 10,000.
How the Patriots use their running backs in the passing game, Lewis and White.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's crazy because a lot of teams, and I don't think people start to notice, but if you know football, when you get into a situation like 3rd and 1 to 2, a lot of teams usually just try and run the ball straight ahead, give it to the running back. Now, offensive coordinators have said, if I spread my running back out and put him in space and throw him a shallow pass, that's the same as handing him the ball going straight. So I think offensive coordinators have just kind of trying to experience or open that door, and that's where guys like myself come in. I'm great for the league.
The league, there was for the last few years, there's always talk about becoming an offensive league. 4 of the teams left are in the top 5 in points allowed this season. Is there some sort of maybe balance shift here going on or some sort of defensive
not at all, because last year what won the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? So it sounds good for to say offense, you know, to talk about the offense because they put up points. You know, they got the most Harold guy on the field in the quarterback. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, most of your detail, I would say, goes into your offensive planning and things like that. So, you know, hey, offense sell tickets, defense win championships. I'm happy I'm on the defensive side.
Last one back in the past, but in March, when you guys bring in, like, AJ and Clay,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what message does that send as far as what they're trying to do?
Right. I mean, your question answers your question. It just shows that the organization is trying to build and go in that right direction. And it shows, obviously, that it worked. You spend that money, and you see what happens in any situation.